From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. This week, state lawmakers passed a series of bills aimed at taking over public lands from the federal government, which currently controls roughly two-thirds of the entire state. But a top federal official who oversees those public lands doesn't think their efforts will amount to a hill of beans. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, what did Bureau of Land Management Director Bob Abbey have to say when you asked him about these bills?
Well, essentially, he said it was a sad compilation of bills, a sad move that the Utah legislature was making. I was just interested to see what the federal government would respond to with what lawmakers are doing. So I tracked down Mr. Abbey outside of a congressional hearing, and we chatted for a few minutes. And obviously, he's not a big fan of what the state is trying to do. But he also said that, you know, it's divisive when the state's trying to do something like this, that it has no chance of going anywhere. But the time should really more be spent about how the federal government and state government can work together to manage the lands instead of just trying to take them back over. You know, he didn't want to, you know, call anyone out by name, but his point would be that, you know, if they could work together on these lands, they could figure out what, you know, each side wants, then they might actually do better off than going to court and fighting each other for years.
And speaking of working together, that same official, Bob Abbey, met with Governor Gary Herbert there in Washington, I understand. What came out of that meeting exactly?
You know, it's actually a positive step, and the governor was pretty excited about it when he told me this week that he believes they're on a cusp of a breakthrough with the Interior Department. And it comes down to this. There are two projects that have kind of been in the pipeline for a little while, a couple of years, of more gas wells in the East Uinta Basin. And these are moving forward. Abby told me as well that things are going quite well, that you know, within maybe even a few months, these projects could get the green light and go ahead, which would almost double the amount of gas wells in the state, adding, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 wells to the state that already has about 6,100. So we're talking about a lot of jobs. You know, there are some environmental concerns. One of them is not as shocking to the environmental groups as the other. The Gasco one would be a lot more, you know, new wells in a new area. That's going to be an interesting fight. But it could mean a lot of jobs for the basin. It also could mean that, we're going to see some more court action.
Turning to another public lands issue, Thomas, this week the House Natural Resources Committee approved Congressman Rob Bishop's ski link bill, which paves the way for canyons and solitude ski resorts to build this gondola connection between the two by selling off land from the Forest Service. But as you reported, there was an attempt to amend the bill on behalf of Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker. What happened there?
Well, the amendment died. That's pretty much a short answer there. This is the House Natural Resources Committee, of course, is controlled by the Republican Party. Rob Bishop is a top leader on that committee, so it wasn't a real big shock that his bill would get through the committee. You know, it was party line vote, but it still got through and now hits the House floor. But Raul Grijalva of Arizona is actually pushing legislation that Salt Lake City Mayor Becker had, which takes Rob Bishop's and kind of waters it down. Says, okay, well, we can have ski link, but let's not put it in the legislation that it's going to be ski link. We can have them use Forest Service land, but let's not say they are forced to sell the Forest Service land. Mm-hmm. That they can actually, you know, have this proposal. Maybe it'll be a train. Maybe it'll be a gondola. Maybe it'll be a tunnel through the mountain. Whatever it would be, it would be supported by the local officials on the way up and not something that Congress decides to do.
Going back to Governor Gary Herbert, Thomas, he's facing a few challengers from within the Republican Party as he runs for re-election this year, but he was able to secure the endorsement of Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. Is Herbert returning the favor by endorsing Hatch's re-election bid?
He is not. That's a very interesting thing in politics, that Hatch is very forefront about saying, I support Herbert, and Herbert told me this week, I'm staying neutral. I think that, and Hatch is understanding about it. Hatch says, you know, look, it's the most decisive race in the state. There's a lot of politics involved, and if Gary doesn't want to endorse me, I have no problem with that. But, you know, it is one endorses the other, and Herbert's going to stay neutral in the Hatch race for quite some time.
You know, the most coveted endorsement is the Thomas Burr one, but you're a journalist, so that won't happen.
Unfortunately, I don't hand those out very often. People just want a Lincoln cornflakes. I can hand those out much easier.
There we go. And finally, Thomas, Senator Hatch sent out a press release this week criticizing President Obama's energy policy, saying, quote, President Obama has traded in the hard hat and lunch bucket legacy of the Democratic Party for a hipster fedora and a double skim latte. But, Thomas, I couldn't help but notice that Hatch himself is now sharing photos online using Instagram, which is a very hipster-friendly online tool. Do you think Hatch is a closeted hipster, perhaps, or jealous of hipsters?
You know, I think maybe he's looking for some more votes. Maybe, you know, hey, if those, you know, fedora-wearing liberal hippies skipping, you know, sipping those lattes are still looking for someone to vote for, you know, they could go with Hatch. I'm still waiting for him to join Pinterest. You know, that's a pretty female-heavy population, and female voters are a big thing in the state. So, you know, his campaign needs to join Pinterest.
Perhaps so. Thomas Burroughs, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with him every Friday, and Thomas, we will catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one.